In an interview with Al Hora Television, the U.S. government's Arabic language satellite television network, President Bush told viewers that it was his intention to advance the agenda set forth at the Middle East Peace Conference held 6 weeks ago in Annapolis.
I am going to advance three things. One, the vision of two states, Palestine and Israel, living side by side in peace. Two, to convince our friends and allies in the region that it is in their interest to support the peace process. And three, is to remind people that the United States is committed to helping secure the region.
President Bush also said he thinks the outlines, the definition of a Palestinian state, can be achieved before he leaves office a year from now. But Palestinian journalist Omar Karmi of the Jordan Times, who reports from Ramallah, says expectations there are not particularly high.
I think with the aftermath of the Annapolis conference, people are extremely skeptical that this round of talks will bring any benefits to Palestinians. And they're also pretty skeptical that Washington is serious enough in its intention to push ahead the two sides into something meaningful.
However, Israeli and Palestinian leaders met in Jerusalem Tuesday and agreed to authorize their negotiators to start addressing the core issues of the conflict: Israeli settlement activity, Palestinian refugees, and the status of Jerusalem. And in a joint press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, President Bush reiterated his intention to pressure both sides to fulfill their commitments under the roadmap to peace. Nonetheless, Israeli journalist Ori Ner of Peace Now says most Israelis, like most Palestinians, have low expectations regarding what President Bush will be able to accomplish on his Middle East trip.
Israelis support Bush's vision and support his mission, but expect very little to come out of it. What Bush has done, quite wisely, I think, in the last few days, is to focus not only on the diplomacy, but also on public diplomacy by giving interviews to various media outlets, both Israeli and Arab, and trying to raise a little bit more hope.
But Omar Karmi explains that although the chemistry between Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas is reportedly good, the two leaders have been unable to capitalize on it, partly because each of their positions is weak with respect to their own constituencies.
I think Abbas is particularly constrained with the Gaza Strip being not under his direct control. On the Israeli side, of course, he is the head of a very shaky coalition among whose members are parties who would not countenance giving up any settlement outposts, let alone settlements, and hence his hands are also tied.
In recent days, some Middle East analysts have suggested that President Bush's meetings with leaders in the Gulf states, which are expected to focus on Iran's regional influence, may actually be more important to the U.S. administration than the Palestinian-Israeli peace process.
The Israeli-Palestinian peace process seemed to have been subservient to confronting Iran. In other words, Gulf countries were saying to the United States, we will cooperate in terms of trying to create some kind of a shield to stop Iranian influence in the region if you show that you are doing something on the Israeli-Palestinian front.
Palestinian journalist Omar Karmi says that makes sense from Washington's perspective.
I think that perhaps America's priorities are really not necessarily on this peace process first and foremost. There are problems in Iraq and the role of Iran in the region. And I'm sure that certainly in the Gulf, while this process will undoubtedly be discussed, of more immediate concern will be Iran.
In his interview with Al Hura, President Bush alluded to the existential threat that Iran's nuclear program poses to the region, including Israel and the Gulf states. But Ori Ner wonders what kind of progress the three key leaders involved in the Middle East peace process will be able to make, because each of them has such serious political liabilities.
We're talking here about President Bush, who's a lame duck, about President Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority, who has to deal with Hamas, and about Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. All three are weak, but all three seem to share the notion that real progress is in their national security interest and also is in the interest of their either leaving a legacy or saving their skins politically.
Ori Ner says that he agrees with long-term U.S. Middle East negotiator Dennis Ross that although a breakthrough is unlikely, it may be possible to take some baby steps on the road to regional peace. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.